So when you get the two of us here in the morning together, it gives you an idea of the limitations of two knuckleheads working together for 20-some years. You keep coming back. But when you get two world-class musicians together, the ideas and the limitations are off the board. And that's what we have for you this morning. A thank you and a reason why you support this public station. Please welcome to WBGO pianist Alfredo Rodriguez and percussionist, vocalist Pedrito Martinez for some duologue. That's a great opener, and that's music you will be able to see and hear live starting tomorrow evening through the weekend at Jazz Standard in New York City, Alfredo Rodriguez and Pedrito Martinez, both coming from the same country originally, Cuba, Havana, Cuba, but did not know each other, right?
Mm-hmm. We didn't know each other.
When you were there.
Yeah.
A generation difference.
But love unite us.
Love will keep us together, right? And Pedrito, you've been on a couple of Alfredo's recordings,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
But expanded recordings. So here we are, like you were here last year, mm-hmm. Alfredo, with Bill Daughtry talking about the little dream. Mm-hmm. But now you're back, duologue, just the two of you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is that intimidating? For either one of you?
Not at all.
Oh, not at all. No.
Why is that?
The opposite, because, you know, we had a great time.
Yeah. It's all about
we really enjoy
a good time.
To play one with each other.
Yeah.
So actually, the first opportunity I had to play with Alfredito was on his record, his second record, where Esperanza Spalding was a special guest also. And it was an amazing experience, man. It was a dream come true. It was an amazing journey.
Your journey has included, in the world of jazz, Wynton Marsalis, but also people like Sting, right?
Yeah.
People like Bruce Springsteen.
Oh, yeah.
You know, little Steven Van Zandt wakes up to BGO every day. So it's a smaller world than you might think it is. For you, Alfredo, we have chatted about this story numerous times, but it bears repeating because it's a remarkable story about how you came to this country. Mm. You literally crossed over the border, didn't you?
Yeah.
And you were stopped.
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
And sent back.
Well, kind of. They didn't actually send me back. It was a very, you know, difficult situation for me, but I told them why I wanted to come here to the States.
And why was that?
Music, basically. You know, it was the first situation that I was in a, you know, like involved in a very stressful, you know, moment like this, you know, crossing the border and most importantly for me, leaving my family physically behind. Because obviously, you know, spiritually, we both have been very close to Cuba, you know, all of these years. But physically, unfortunately, we are not anymore. So that was the you know, the most shocking part was like, you know, as a Cuban, you come here to the States and sometimes you don't even know when you're going to see your family again,
yeah.
Period.
But you had a mission, didn't you? You were on your way to Los Angeles to see whom?
Yeah, well, I got offered by Mr. Quincy Jones that he was going to sign me if I could make it here to the States. So I knew that I had to find a way. And, you know, my way was crossing borders. It's not the first time that I have done it musically. And also, you know, like many, you know, we as human beings, we tend to figure out ways to keep going in our lives, you know. And this was just one more obstacle.
And that relationship has been quite fruitful for you for a number of ways. It's opened doors. Quincy Jones has produced four or five. He's produced this record.
Yes.
Co-produced this record. But we must point something out here, is that as much as Quincy Jones means to you and to you, mm-hmm. right, and to the world of music, imagine what you mean to him. Right?
Yeah. Well, what I can say is that he is a very special person. Quincy is 35 years old and amazed me, you know, like the open heart that he has and open-minded also, not just about music, about everything in life. I always say that the best, you know, like advice I always got from him was like just to be myself, just to, you know, encourage a young musician like me, just to keep going with my dream and be honest, you know, do something that when you think about your life, you are proud of your honesty, proud of something that you are fighting for with love and passion. And that's very important. You know, he's someone that doesn't like to force music or anything. Like, and that's very important as a producer and also as a human being.
Well, your recording last year that you came and talked to Bill Daughtry about, the little dream wasn't that little at all. It was a big dream, wasn't it?
Well, I use the word little because it was mainly dedicated to our children, which I think they are the hope of the world in a lot of ways. So,
boy, do we need that message over and over, don't we?
Yeah, I think it's something that we continuously need. You know, I'm very attracted to, you know, to the way that the kids react and the honesty. Again, you know, like using that word because it's very important for me. So, you know, I dedicated that album to all children of the world.
You know, it's interesting because the same reference that you guys make to children of the world and keeping this music alive for generations to come, it's the same reason why people support WBGO, isn't it, Doug? Mm-hmm.
That's right. And you took the words, I'm going to take your words, be honest, love, and passion. Mm. So we're asking our listeners to be honest. Where else do you hear this wonderful music and the wonderful stories of both of you? WBGO is where they come for this. Mm. And without WBGO, they don't get to hear the fabulous music that the two of you are playing right now for us. What a treasure to have you here in our studios. I hope people don't take that for granted and realize it takes financial support
absolutely
to do what we can do.
And how you get in touch with us, 1-800-499-9246. That's the two of us talking. Now, the two of you, Alfredo Rodriguez, Pedrito Martinez, will you talk in your special way with your instruments?
Yeah, let's do it. Next song we're going to play is a song it was written by Ernesto Lecuona. Ernesto Lecuona is one of my favorite pianists and composer from Cuba. And this one is called Gitanerías. Thank you.
And you thought it all started and stopped with Malagueña, didn't you? No, Ernesto Lecuona, the composer. And you know, the first time I ever met Danilo Perez, and he said, you want to know what inspires me? Go investigate the world of Ernesto Lecuona, because that'll set you straight and you'll understand where a lot of the foundation for the music, the Afro-Cuban music, comes from. Is that right, Pedrito?
Definitely.
Yeah.
And Ernesto was one of the icons from Cuba, one of the greatest, one of the genius composers we ever had, man. It's amazing.
Were you around this music a lot as a child, the
Actually,
music?
Nah.
Yeah.
I think that's what made Alfredito and I kind of special in terms of when we get together. Alfredito and I, we both are from the same neighborhood, but Alfredito studied classical music in Cuba, and I didn't have the opportunity to study in the School of Music because, you know, the economical, political, and social situation was not balanced for everybody in Cuba. So I learned in the street. So what I learned was all folk music, you know, Santeria, what we call in the religion that came from the Yoruba land, from Nigeria, with the African diaspora, four different ethnic groups were brought to Cuba. So in Cuba, we absorb a lot of that culture. We call it, you know, Santeria. But then the name of the dialect is Lukumi dialect that came from Nigeria. So actually, Alfredito is very familiar too with that religion, because 70% of Cubans are into that culture.
Yeah.
Very, very strong.
Let me ask you a question. How accessible was American popular music or jazz music for that
In Cuba?
Yeah.
I mean, Cubans have a big influence of American music. I remember when I was little, it was illegal to listen to American music in Cuba. So I have a little radio where we used to listen to American music very, very soft, with the volume very soft, because if anyone in the neighborhood here that, you know, find out that you were listening to American music, they can call the police and you can get in trouble.
Radio stations, perhaps, from Miami?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So, but we listened, when I was little, I listened to a lot of Cool and the Gang, Earth, Wind, Fire, Meters, Michael Jackson, also a lot of rock and roll music, you know, Led Zeppelin, AC/DC, Queen, Kiss. So Cuban musicians have big influence of American music, drummers, singers, saxophone player, bass player. So, you know, it's we have a big connection.
I'm sorry to interrupt, because I have talked to Quincy about this, and Quincy went to Cuba before revolution. And also many musicians like Nat King Cole, many musicians used to go to Cuba and play in Tropicana and all of these places. So we have had, and also, you know, in the Big Bang era, you know, like, for example, someone like Benny Moré, which is one of my favorite singers from Cuba, in the 50s, they used to have like a big band, you know, like what Count Basie or Duke Ellington will have here. They will have it there. And so much influence between them, because I listen to Benny Moré, and what really changes, you know, is like the Cuban composition and the rhythm section, but the way of harmonize the orchestra and all of that is very similar. So
yes,
we have had so much connection.
See, and Paquito de Rivera tells me stories. He grew up just a couple of blocks from that club that you referenced, the Tropicana. And on any given night, he says, Nat Cole would be sitting there. Mm-hmm. Or the Stan Kenton Orchestra would be playing there.
That's
in Havana, Cuba. So good music is good music.
Even Sinatra was there.
Yeah. And as it pertains to American popular music, we just learned the other night at the Grammy Awards. Yes. Yeah. Here in the year 2019, we will still rock you. We will rock you. And we will rock you more if you stay with us this morning and support this public radio that swings at 1-800-499-9246 and WBGO.org. It's Alfredo Rodriguez, Pedrito Martinez, and you. give you an idea, folks, about the excitement of these two individuals, I believe that's the last track on the recording called Duologue, which is new, from Mack Avenue. Yo vol veré.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
Alfredo Rodriguez, Pedrito Martinez.
It's a mix, actually, between two songs.
What's the story behind that? Tell me the story.
Yes, actually, we're doing like 4 days at the This Is Coca-Cola in New York, at Lincoln Center. And then that one of those nights was a very special night because his father is one of the greatest singers from Cuba, very famous singer from Cuba, ballad singer. And I was very excited that he was on the audience. And then Alfredito came out with this beautiful melody. And right away, I came out with the lyrics. So, and then it became a part of this whole song.
And that was Yo Volveré. Also, Pedrito, you know, now talking about the lyrics, you can, you know, because the process of, you know, composing all of this music was very
unusual.
Yeah, because I was, you know, I live in Los Angeles and Pedrito lives here. So we were sending, you know, like melodies and he was sending me rhythms and we were putting music together, you know.
Yeah, very way different. Pedrito sent me a bunch of melodies and then I started sending him lyrics.
Right away.
And then when we got into a rehearsal for the recording, everything came out so natural and organic. So it was a very easy, simple process to compose completely different.
Yeah.
Normally you structure, you know, A, B, C, whatever. We didn't do any of those, you know. And it came out nice, and we really enjoyed to play with each other. And
and the voices, man, the voices are spectacular together.
Thank you, man.
Thank you.
I discovered that Alfredito is a great singer, but he never sings in any of his records. So I was telling him, I'm going to force you to sing. And he sing as a lead on this record. Yeah. First time he does
that. And being the son of not only a great balladeer, but your father, Alfredo, also had his own television show in Havana, did he not?
Yeah. My father is a very, you know, like famous figure in the Cuban culture.
He's a character, man.
Yeah, he's you know, like a singer, a TV host, and, you know, radio host. And yeah, he has been, you know, very popular for so many years.
Did you ever appear on his show as a young man?
Yes. Actually, you know, I had to, you know, like a balance between the two schools because I had to go to the Classical School of Music in the morning. And later at night, I was playing with my dad or, like, you know, recording TV shows and playing with all of these, you know, stars from Cuba, from different genres, you know, like people that will be featured later, maybe in the Buena Vista Social Club, but also many other musicians, Manolo del Valle, Tito Gomez, Selena Gonzalez, people that usually didn't have as much television appearance anymore in Cuba because, you know, like, obviously timba was so strong in Cuba and also was the beginning of reggaeton. So my dad tried to bring all of those, you know, like musicians and singers and artists from, you know, like decades before. And it was very important school also for me.
You know, it's interesting that you mentioned that because you talk and you say your father brought and exposed you to all these different musics from decades before. And, you know, that's what WBGO does 24 hours a day, man. Mm. Oh. You know, and of all different generations, you know, people that could be your grandparents listen. Mm. People that could be my maybe not my grandparents, but, you know, they're listening from someplace, I'm sure. But, you know, your contemporaries, the generation that's behind you learning about things. You know, just because somebody is 60 or 70 years old does not mean that they are not interested in what's coming tomorrow. Yeah. I think the older you get, you're more interested in tomorrow, aren't you?
Mm. I agree with
right?
You.
You can buy those green bananas.
Yeah.
And hear the latest music right here at WBGO. And that's, isn't it, Doug, why people support this station?
Absolutely. As you were talking, you have the East-West Coast connection here, right? Both of you working on projects from across the country, bringing the history, and as Gary mentioned, moving it forward now to new audiences, just like WBGO is trying to do. We're connecting the entire world together. Mm-hmm. And your music you know, as I'm sitting here and watching both of you perform, the joy that you talk about, the smile on your face that you're doing right now, it's so wonderful to see, because we feel it on the other end as we're listening to it on the radio. And WBGO is that carrier across the world, not just East and West Coast, but across the world, that your music really reaches. And it's so beautiful, too.
Thank you.
It's so beautiful.
It sure is. And I'll tell you, if you want to reach out and grab this music and support the world's greatest jazz radio station at the same time, we have a limited number of copies of this new recording available. And for a pledge of $88 at Jazz 88, you can have one. Alfredo Rodriguez, Pedrito Martinez, it's Duologue, and much of the music you heard this morning is on this recording by these two giants of music. 1-800-499-9246 or online at WBGO.org. As you two guys visit us and visit other radio stations around the country and other talk to other people, what do you think is important about a radio station like ours?
I mean, first of all, to continue promoting not just the music that's happening in this period of time. As you mentioned before, let's go back to the 80s, back to the 70s, and continue promoting music, you know? This is the way we continue adding and transforming the music for the future, you know? Adding elements from the old school music, incorporating to what we're doing, and continue trying to elevate the level of, you know, of the quality.
I love to hear you say that, because it tells me that you reach back, don't you?
Definitely.
In as you create to push forward.
Always. Yeah, we search back. Yeah.
And you live in Union City, so you get to listen on the radio.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You live many on people the West listen Coast? Around the world. Many people listen to WBGO around the world, because I have many friends in Europe, in Asia, that they tell me that they hear the radio station. So it's, you know, you guys have the ability to, you know, to go to the hearts of the people and tell them stories, and this is a very positive story, you know, in my opinion.
So
you know, like I feel that supporting something like this really can help a lot of people in the world, you know, basically trying to do something with love, passion, as I was mentioning before, is very important for us. That's why we love you guys, and thank you.
Yeah, we have changed people's life, man.
Yeah, I think you're right. You know, and we've found that out a couple of times. We actually had a psychologist visit and tell us, don't take yourselves for granted. You have no idea how important you are in people's lives. And the reason we're important is because we're a conduit for people like you to come and share your talents with, well, this morning, the couple of people listening on this program.
I don't think there was anyone who was driving listening to the two of you today. They didn't take their exit. They kept going because they didn't want to turn it off because it was just so wonderful to hear the mix and the care that you put into the music. I don't see anybody turning away. I think they were with us the entire time. And, you know, that's an interruption can be, you know, radio, you only have a certain amount. But when you have the quality of music and the quality of individuals that we've had with us this morning, that's what makes WBGO special.
And
that's what makes you guys special.
You can see it live tomorrow through Sunday at Jazz Standard in New York City, a couple of sets every night. Just two guys getting together and sounding like a big band. And yes, they too will rock you. They will. And the new record, Duologue, can be had this morning for a pledge of support. $88 at 1-800-499-9246 or online at WBGO.org. Alfredo Rodriguez, Pedrito Martinez, thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
What are you going to take us out with this morning?
Well, we're going to... You want to go further?
Yeah, you know, this particular song that we're going to play for you guys is the one that Quincy Jones highly recommend to put on the record. This is Thriller.
Oh, yeah.
So
he had something to do with this.
The Thriller. Thank you.
Now that's what I'm talking about. And that's on the record.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and that'll be tomorrow night through Sunday. A thriller every night at Jazz Standard in New York City. Alfredo Rodriguez, Pedrito Martinez. Gentlemen, thank you for being part of Morning Jazz and part of this rich history.
Muchas gracias. Thank you so much.
And that's how we inspire you to make a pledge of support, folks. 1-800-499-9246 and wbgo.org. Thank you.
Thanks.